yeah, you're going to be a good little slut for daddy. You know what I mean? Just like, yeah, you want me to fuck your little pussy? Mm-hmm. Like, you can say things that, you know, if that were in the moment or whatever, like, yeah, you like how daddy fucks your little pussy? You know, like, it could be, you can say the same thing aggressively or sweetly, yeah, and it still has, like, the same amount of impact. It's just a matter of, like, one, reading the moment, and two, like, again, bridging the gap with your partner and whatever else. You can say super dirty things sweetly. You can say sweet things in a super dirty way.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, my sweets. Welcome back to Sweet Release. I'm Barbie Jean, your host, and today we are diving into educating you, empowering you, all things spicy, kinky, and sensual as always. But we have Ken Feels with us today. Welcome.
Hey.
And I'm excited to have you here today because we are diving into how to dirty talk. And that is something that I feel like even seeing your short reels that you're really good at, just like engaging. And you are in the adult film industry. You've actually been on my podcast before. Thanks for coming back.
No, thanks for having me.
But you're also like in the educational kind of sex positive space. So you have a lot of like tutorials and videos, and you've done a lot of just like coaching and things like that. So you're definitely in both worlds, which I love.
Yeah. I started off as a sex educator and founded a sex positivity platform and then jumped into the adult world from there. So
yay.
Yeah, definitely have good tips and tricks for everybody on how to dirty talk better.
Yeah, I think like initially I want to just start with kind of, you know, a lot of people do have this kind of fear around talking dirty, but I think before we lean into, you know, normalizing that, I think it's good to just talk about how important dirty talk is and how much it can like benefit your connection in your relationship. So has there been any experience, like, has it like deepened your connection with someone? Has it felt like an empowering thing that's led you to feel more good about yourself in the bedroom?
Oh yeah. Especially the latter, but the latter has led to the former. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, obviously not everyone's into everything, and it's okay for, you know, people to be into whatever kinks or fetishes that they're into or not. That said, you know, one of the empowering things about dirty talk is it does help you open up as far as expressing your desires, and also helps you, I guess, think about what is sexy to you and what turns you on, because a lot of people don't spend time thinking about that. It's just like, oh, that person's hot and I want to have sex, right? Or like, versus, okay, what about them is hot, or what about this situation is hot, or what am I really enjoying about this position, or, you know, what positions or kinks do I want to try? And so dirty talk is a great way to both communicate with your partner as far as what you want or what's going on with you and with them, and also a way for you to better understand what it is that you're into, and, you know, it's almost like cliche to say, but like communication is key. And a lot of people say like, oh, I don't know what to say, or I'm just nervous in doing it. But it's one of those things that like, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Mm-hmm. And just even the act of opening up, you know, it can seem scary because you're being vulnerable. And, you know, you might say something weird or what, you know, a lot of people's hesitation around sex is about like, you know, shame and fear and embarrassment. But it's like, you know, it is weird. We're here to get weird with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like it's such a big exercise in opening up. And I think especially for men, because women, the number one complaint from women about men, aside from things like the orgasm gap, is that men are too quiet in bed. Mm. So aside from things like moaning and letting her know that whatever she's doing feels good, you know, dirty talk is an added stimulation, you know, because obviously you have the visual of seeing each other while you're fucking, you have obviously the feeling, but it's a way to like stimulate their brain otherwise by engaging in talking and, you know, oral sensation.
Yeah. And there's actually like the erotic, like there's the auditory stimuli can actually, well, it is actually, it can be a kink. Like some people can actually be turned on by like wordplay, but there's also a level of like not to brain mention, like, activity.
The ASMR thing that's
totally, which is huge. Right, my partner keeps telling me I need to do ASMR. I'm
like, now that you say that, because you have such like a quiet, a calm voice.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah, is that your kink? No, I'm just
kidding. I've been reading more. I have a Fansly now. I switched from Patreon to Fansly. Well, I got booted, but I've been reading. I've been reading like some of my writing on there and making videos. So I'm hoping that maybe that will lead me into ASMR.
Yeah. Just narrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what I was going to say is I love that you said it's a way for you to like learn about yourself. I think that's really cool. And I love that because I didn't even think about that for this episode. That's such a big key to it. But I think also, you know, our brain is being like activated with words, and there's actually these like mirror neurons that happen when you even say words that your brain actually thinks it's like happening. So even if you say like, I like the way you touch me here, or, you know, you're doing some of that, that kinky wordplay, it can really make your brain think that it's actually happening to you and lead to arousal as well.
Yeah.
And
like so, you're leaning into it or doubling down on it.
Yeah. And so I think like, not only are you learning about yourself and communicating kind of in a way to your partner and letting them know what you like, you're also actively like arousing yourself for sure. And it's like a deepening connection, I think, with your partner. And so there's just so many good things about it. And so that's why I'm excited to kind of dive into how to teach people how to lean into that.
Sure. Yeah, I love that.
But first, let's like normalize a little. You know, you mentioned like how you sometimes feel awkward. You sometimes feel silly. I think that's natural. I think that's okay. And I think, do you have like a story of maybe something where you said something silly or you, I don't know, said it? I feel like timing sometimes can be awkward when you say it at not the right time.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I don't have shame, you know.
True.
What I mean?
So you're like,
So it's like, if something is embarrassing or whatever, I'll laugh at myself as well. And it'll be a funny moment. I don't get self-conscious about it. So have like funny, awkward moments happen to me. Yeah. But I don't let it be awkward. I roll with it, you know? I think that's just a lesson for life, but especially during sex, because there's so much vulnerability and potential like shame wrapped up in sex. Like that's just a great thing to like, I guess take to heart. And a lot of people feel like if something like embarrassing or weird happens during sex, then they get super self-conscious and almost like turn inward or freeze or like I guess back away from their partner, at least like emotionally or mentally, if not physically. And the real thing is like, you know, sex should be playful and fun. And like, it's okay to like laugh and giggle during sex and you know what I mean? So, I don't have like one story or whatever, you know, as far as like, oh, I said something really stupid in bed and what, you know, it's more just like, you know, if I did, and the timing thing is really interesting because it's the same thing as like comedy, you know what I mean? Like timing is everything where like hitting the punchline on the beat, like, yeah. Like things like that can happen, but just roll with it, whatever. Cause it, you know, like I said, we're getting weird. Like this is ridiculous. It, you know, if you talk to like asexual people and they, to have them describe sex to like the entire idea of like, you know, me getting hard and you getting moist and me putting myself inside, like it's super weird to them. You know what I mean? If you like describe it without having the actual urge, it does sound weird, but like, you know, in the end, just like roll with it. And what are you talking about? Just basic sex? Or if you're getting like really kinky again, like we're getting weird with each other. So like, don't worry about saying something weird. Like, you know, we're getting freaky. You know what I mean? We're freaks. So
good advice. Yes. And I think like, you know, starting small, so we can kind of get into like kind of where to begin and kind of like the different categories of dirty talk. But I do think like everyone's a little bit nervous. And if you've never like talked in the bedroom before, I think just starting small, starting also possibly like in the mirror, recording yourself, like even just like getting comfortable with how you sound or like how the words flow off your tongue. Cause I think when I started dirty talking, it almost just felt weird off my tongue. Like, you know, maybe it is the shame and the like vulnerability of it. But I think if you get comfortable with saying those words out loud first, then it's not as scary in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, what you said about starting small, like if you're worried about what to say, even just moaning or saying, yeah, or ooh, or ah, or like that, if it's a matter of even just getting comfortable with vocalizing and expressing yourself in the first place, that's a great way to start. Just be more vocal, moan, you know,
yeah, like, I love that.
That let your partner know that you're enjoying whatever. And like, you know, if you want to go from to yeah, you know, that's a word, like you're already,
I do think you're yes dirty talking. Is one that I do a lot, you know,
right?
Because it's also, it's affirming that your partner is doing something that you enjoy. So you're also letting them know to like, keep going.
Yeah.
That's also something I've gotten in the middle of a session is like, yes, keep going. Yes, that feels so good. So I think those are a few like really easy ones to start.
Yeah. With. Yeah. Like I didn't think about, I'm a dork and I made a bullet point list of like different things to talk about, but like, encouragement is one that I missed. And that's a really like the, as its own category. You know what I mean?
It is. So that's kind of the main category I did want to start with is, you know, words of affirmation and praise. And encouragement.
I'm glad you put that one down.
Well, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is. And I think
it's a huge miss on my part. But go ahead. Yeah.
No, I think like it's also an easy one to say. Like you, I mean, saying you feel so good might lean into another category I have, which is like sensory. But I do think like saying like, you know, you look so sexy, or you know, I love the way you look right now. I love the way you're looking at me right now. Like just like an easy like compliment can also be an easy segue into some dirty talk, you know?
Yeah. I actually put that down. Compliments was one of my categories.
Okay. So it's kind of the same. I feel like affirmation, like complimenting, like praising your partner.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I was thinking about it more in the line of like, oh, you look so fucking hot right now. Like what, you know, like complimenting how they look and the visual. Which I guess is also a subcategory of like narration.
True.
So like, if you can't think of anything to say, just say whatever you're seeing or feeling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally. Oh my God, this feels so good right now. Which I guess same thing, like compliments, right? Or affirmation. I guess these are all subcategories of each other, depending on what you're saying. Yeah. But, and like words, affirmation, encouragement, like,
I love the way you're touching me. I think that could be an easy one for like something that's happening or,
oh my God, that feels so good. Or like, oh, you look so hot right now. Or, oh my God, your body, whatever, you know, or specific body parts or, you know, there's so many ways to like compliment your partner, narrate what's going on or what you're feeling or what you're seeing, or what's happening. And affirming to them that like this feels good and encouraging them to keep doing what they're doing or do more of that or more of this. And that was another thing that I wanted to talk about is like almost like giving instruction, right?
Or asking questions too, you know?
Yeah, 100%. So you can go from like, oh yeah, that feels good to fuck yeah, harder or yeah, more or deeper or oh my God, just like that, like don't stop, which also guys, this is an entirely separate tangent here, but
do it.
A lot of guys hear don't stop and they think that means go harder or faster or deeper. It means literally keep doing exactly what you're doing.
Good advice.
Like rhythm matters to women as far as orgasming. So like, don't, when they say don't stop, don't ramp it up. Literally just keep doing exactly what you're doing. Unless they say like, fuck yeah, harder. Cause that's going to put them over the edge or like, So the opposite side of like giving instruction in dirty talk is listening to instruction.
It's a key component. It's kind of like this like wordplay of guidance and like, you know, communication.
Yeah.
So it is like of course, it's dirty and it's raunchy and it might arouse you and make you warm or bigger. But it also is like you want to be listening to what they're saying to you.
Yeah, totally.
I think also like in that direction too, asking questions, you know, mm-hmm. like saying like, do you like the way this feels? Or like trying to think of like in the moment.
I mean, even if it's like something that's more aggressive and all, like, I don't want to say rhetorical, but like, oh yeah, you like that. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, again,
yeah.
You don't,
do you want me to go harder? Or do you want me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like it rough. You know what I mean? Like, obviously that's one, you can do that ahead of time, which that was actually my biggest bullet point, which was working consent into dirty talk, but that can be its own. We'll get to that in a second. But like, so yeah, you should do that up front of like, yeah, do you want me to fuck you harder or whatever? Right. And then, but then while you're doing it, yeah, it's another like narrating what's going on. But also, yeah, asking a question, which also encourages your partner to dirty talk back. She's like, yeah, you like it rough. And they're going to say something like, oh, yeah, fuck me harder, whatever it is. Right. Mm-hmm. And again, you're like escalating the scene, even though the physical actions are the same thing that you're doing. But like you asking and hearing them respond is a turn on for both of you. And it ramps up the eroticism and the pleasure and mm-hmm. all of that.
Yeah, there was also one that I wanted to talk about, just kind of even just like foreplay or like building the scene. Like, mm-hmm. I know for me, like sexting was always really easy, but like talking in like an intimate moment was more vulnerable and awkward for me. And so I think like maybe some people have the same idea.
I have the
with
opposite.
That.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I think maybe I'm just comfortable with that dirty screen.
I'm going to date myself. I've been dirty talking for longer than texting has been a thing.
Oh so, my God. So maybe you're
so I'm more used to the other one.
That's funny.
And then I had to like learn how to like not use proper punctuation and shit.
That's
like,
funny.
You know what I mean?
But I do think that was a way for me to like get into more dirty talk was like thinking of what I would say in that sext, you know, mm-hmm. like, and like you talked about kind of narrating the scene, but it's also like building up to maybe the moment later and mm-hmm. saying like, I like the anticipation, I guess is what I'm getting at. Like saying like, I can't wait to see you later. Or, I can't wait till you're inside me tonight. Or mm-hmm. just kind of like leaning into that's also an easy like stepping stone, I think, into mm-hmm. the moment to just kind of build that tension.
Yeah. And also to your point, you can do it on your own and in your own time. And if you're worried about what you're saying, you can edit it before you send it. And like, totally. You know, and it's not a matter of like, are you saying the right thing at the right time in the moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like sexting is brilliant. And also like to the larger point, the best thing I've heard said about foreplay is that foreplay starts the minute the last time your last sex session ended.
Oh, I love that.
So like you can be doing foreplay always. That doesn't mean mm-hmm. you're literally, you know, I don't want someone like sexting while driving or like, you know,
but it's just like all about intention, you know? So it's just kind of saying like,
yeah, you can be flirtatious with your partner at all times. And so mm-hmm. to your point, like dirty talk doesn't just have to be like while you're fucking, it can be, you know, while you're cooking and like flirting with each other mm-hmm. in the kitchen and like, oh, you know,
getting ready for that.
Yeah. Guess what? You're for dessert later. You know what I mean?
Like
I'm gonna have you for dessert after this. Like, yeah. There's so many ways that you can do it and so many different times that you do it. It doesn't just have to be while you're having sex.
Mm-hmm. I love that. There was, another one that I touched on, briefly, but like sensory kind of dirty talk. So I think like if you're kind of getting caught up and don't know what to say, I think like thinking of the senses, like we already said, like you feel so good. I think like feeling and touch, but it could also just be like, you know, close your eyes, imagine what I might feel like, you know, touching you like this, or I'm trying to think of in the moment, but just kind of focusing on like those sensory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like we already talked about like, oh yeah, you look so hot, or complimenting specific body parts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously like, yeah, that feels so good or something like that. You know, one thing that comes up a lot, especially since the release of the song Wet Ass Pussy, like, you know, like vaginas make sounds when you're fucking mm-hmm. and like, you know, that's super hot to hear, especially because women can get self-conscious about that. So like turning that into a compliment from something that they might be a little worried about, like, oh, like she's making noises while you're, you know, sliding around mm-hmm. in and out down there. you'd be like, oh my God, listen to that fucking wet pussy. That's so fucking hot. You know what I mean? Like, turn something that she could potentially be self-conscious about into a compliment. And like, it is a compliment. She's getting wet for you. And like, the fact that she is that wet, like, yeah, sounds might happen. So like,
I love hearing like, you feel so wet right now, or you feel so tight right now, or something like that. So I do think like, again, that's kind of like affirmation, but also sensations, like thinking of what you're actually feeling, you know, and just say it out loud.
And hearing as well.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that leans into, you know, there's obviously this level of role play or like DS relationships. So I think, you know, we touched on commanding, but I do think like, if you're wanting to explore kind of being a little bit more dominant or submissive, do you have any advice for how to lean into the more dominant side? Like what to say in the moment or?
Yeah. Well, so the same thing that we talked about, where like flirting can happen whenever and should, and foreplay is like always. And again, the communication is key aspect. Like, it's important to get into it with your partner, like what you like to be called and what they like to be called. So these are conversations that you have outside of the bedroom, or just like, I mean, you can have it during foreplay when you're first getting started, but it's something that you should talk about before sex in case anyone's triggered by any specific language. But that way, you know, like, oh yeah, like, I want you to call me daddy, or I want you to call me sir, or like, are you comfortable calling me daddy? And they're like, no, but like, I could call you sir or master, or, you know, whatever it is. Right. So, like that's an important conversation to have as far as like, what are people comfortable, calling themselves and each other. And then from that point on, it's a matter of, you know, what about that kink are you into? And I think that's just an important exercise for everyone to do, because different kinks appeal to different people for different reasons. So the exploring the why is really important, because if you're into this thing, but it's not like, if you're into rough sex, but it's not about the physical aspect, it's more about the dominance, and that can tell you some other kinks that you might be into based on why you're into that specific kink, right?
Being introspective. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So having these conversations with your partner outside of the bedroom is important, because yeah, you can explore like, not only that you're into this thing, but why you're into this, and that can also tell you more things that you're into. Or you can just play up that specific kink in a specific direction that will appeal more to both of you than just the basic role play or dom sub dynamics or whatever it is. But, you know, but once you get to that point, then the next tip I have is like, whoever is the dom, both physically, but also from like a, you know, dirty talk and like mental perspective, you're in control, and that's a big responsibility. One, again, being conscious of like any triggers that your partner might have, but like, you're the one leading from that point on, right? So you determine where it goes. And so one, like, definitely be conscious of that responsibility, and like aware of how your sub is feeling about different things that you're saying and doing. You know, a very basic thing is just like, be very commanding in your voice, you know, be very authoritative, be very sure in everything that you say. So, you know, you don't have to like, oh, ramble on, hey, yeah, I'm your daddy now. So, I want you to do that. Like, less is more, you know what I mean? It's okay to pause between and like, leave some space for tension to build, and then tell them, get down on your knees. Mm-hmm. And like, again, you know, less is more. So if you need to think about what to say in between, that's okay. Like, let the tension build and then say something authoritative.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Thanks.
No, it is, because I feel like sometimes people just say what's on their mind, and it's like, no, maybe just give it some time, let that tension build, and then say it when you're confident in your words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think for me, being in my more dominant nature, I think that's what I revert towards, is the more like commanding approach, or just saying like, maybe like moving, telling them to move in a certain position that you think would feel good to you, or even just like demanding them to kiss you. I think like that could be like an easy segue, even if you're just kind of in that foreplay scene. Mm-hmm. And then for like being a little bit more submissive, like I often like to like ask permission to come, or even if you're like feeling more submissive, you
That's
can
such
like,
a hot kink, by the way. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Please, can I come?
Like, oh. Please, daddy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh God. Like begging someone to have control over your body. Yeah.
I think that's the easiest submissive one that I do. It's just like, yeah, more begging, or just like more like asking questions maybe like before doing it. I'm trying to think of what else. I think there's a little bit more of a bratty way that you can go, where you can like be a little bit naughty and bratty, but I haven't tapped into that in a while, so I can't really think of an example. But I think there's like levels of like how you're feeling. And again, just kind of use what we were saying before. If you're unsure of what to say, like think of what you're doing, or kind of what you're trying to exude from the experience, you know?
Sure. And like that brings up a really good point as far as like why it's so important to talk about kinks ahead of time. So like one very specific divergence in dom sub dynamics is someone like very subby and like literally wants to just get used like a fuck doll, or are they more bratty and they like to, I don't want to say put up a fight, but you know, but be a brat about it, and then you put them in their place, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a very important distinction. On the flip side, with, you know, I used the fuck doll like example, but like even then, someone can be like super physically submissive in that, or they can be very active about it and like, yeah, daddy, call me a pretty little fuck doll, like what, you know what I mean? Or it can literally just be like they are, you know, like a rag doll, and you can just throw them around and like they're just sort of in subspace and they're zoned out and they're enjoying everything that's happening. Obviously, again, it's your responsibility as the dom to make sure that they're like good with what's going on and check in on them, again, asking questions, you know, to make sure that they're like present and good and not checked out, right? Or like too far into sub drop. But yeah, there are divergences there about why people like dom sub dynamics and what type of sub or what type of dom they are. Like, for example, I'm a pleasure dom. So like outside of just dirty talk, I get off on making women come. Mm-hmm. So like, not that I don't enjoy having my way with somebody, but if they're not also enjoying it, I won't enjoy it. Right. Yeah. So like my favorite thing is just making women come as much as possible, as hard as possible. And on the flip side, someone else, I know doms that are sadists.
Right.
They like causing pain. And, you know, as long as they're responsible about it, that's okay. And as long as their partner is into that, that's cool too. For me, it's like, I would not be into giving pain unless they are into receiving pain. For an actual sadist, they would be into it, but obviously being a responsible person, they're not going to do that. But yeah, to me, it's like, if you are, and that also includes like my kinks, like there are certain things where people like toe licking or toe sucking or whatever, like, I don't care. It's like, it's ticklish, but it's not a sexual thing to me. Mm-hmm. It feels pleasant, but it's not sexual. But if I see someone else getting super into it, I will get into that shit. You know what I mean? If I see the desire in your eyes, right? So like dom sub dynamics vary for everybody, both the dom and the sub, let alone the interplay of the two. So that's important to talk about, and talk about the why, and talk about, yeah, like what type of dom or what type of sub you are or want to be, and how you make that work between the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love all of that. Thank you. It's good. And I think even like, with dirty talk, I remember when some guy called me a slut once in the bedroom and I didn't like it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like a decade ago, but I just remember the way that he said it was very degrading, and I didn't I didn't like it. And so I think that leads to like what you were saying before on how you really need to be introspective. You really need to think about what your boundaries are, what you like, what you don't like, before you just say, yes, to talk dirty to me, you know? Yeah.
But that is a really interesting point as far as like the intricacies of it too, mm-hmm. because I, like, obviously I go over do's and don'ts ahead of time, which also, like, just as its own practice, like even just the act of asking can relax, especially female partners, and make them feel more comfortable going into sex. Mm-hmm. Like if you've already discussed, you know, not just like, okay, well, we're going to figure this out as we go. Like, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, so I know what to avoid and they don't have to worry about that. But then also I know how to pleasure them going into it. Right. Also great dirty talk and foreplay. Mm-hmm. Right. But, so how you say what you say, right? So I do actually like using slut, but I use it as a compliment.
Yeah.
However, if someone does not like that word, I'm not going to use it. So I find other ways around it. I do like, I can't remember when I first started busting it out, but calling someone a fuck doll, right? Mm-hmm. Or pretty little fuck doll or whatever. Mm-hmm. And anyone who I've said that to who has not had that said to them before, oh, their fucking faces light up immediately, because it's like you're calling them pretty, but also like you're calling them like slutty in a way that's not like, oh, you're a slut or you're a whore, which again, like everyone's into whatever.
I like the little part too, you know, it's like the whole part of it.
Yeah, you feel like petite and dainty and like, yeah. But that said, like I use slut and whore as a compliment because mm-hmm. I'm literally a whore. So like I have no shame about that. And like you shouldn't either. But that's okay if you do, and like, or you just don't like the sound of it or whatever. Yeah. Obviously, everyone's into different things. I've had to stop myself in the middle of a scene when I was about to say something and then I remembered it was on the girl's no list. And then like, pull back. You almost said, yeah. But yeah, so like I will say slut, but I mean it as a compliment. That said, it's important to, like we said before, it's important to go over trigger words ahead of time. And if that's not a specific trigger word, like, again, it could just be the way that somebody said it.
And I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that you caught on immediately that person is saying it as a degrading thing on mm-hmm. purpose, which right. to me, like, I'm not into degradation at all or humiliation, which is like, that's a kink category in its mm-hmm. own. I'm not into that on me, and I don't like doing it to other people. The opposite of that, and this gets into the whole, like, bratty or like just very subby praise kinks, right? And a lot of women have that. I actually find it's very common, like now that kink exploration is much more mainstream and like dirty talk has become a lot more mainstream, you'll find that like a lot of women have praise kinks, which makes a lot of sense because it's like you're telling someone that they're doing a good job, that like you're enjoying this. But that's its own specific category where you can say something like, oh yeah, good girl. And like, mm-hmm. just watch them melt or watch their eyes light up or whatever, you know? So like praising them or praising what they're doing. And again, like the time that I'm talking about where I had to stop myself from saying this to somebody, good girl was on her no list.
Really?
And yeah. And like, you could call her anything else, including things that were like degrading and whatever else to some other people she was cool with. Was not cool being called a good girl. And so I said good, and then I had to pivot and say something else. I can't remember what I said, but I caught myself right before I said it.
Well, I've heard people say that they feel like a dog sometimes when good girl, interesting. And I've never thought that, but you know,
no, but different. That is the thing that you say to dogs. So yeah, I could get that, but yeah, again, everyone's different, but,
it's true.
Yeah. It's why it's so important to like talk to your partner and figure mm-hmm. things out ahead of time and honestly, like even like in the moment too, because what people are into can change from moment to moment. And like, I mean, everybody has had this where sometimes you have like, you know, very sweet, quiet sex. And sometimes you have like loud, athletic, crazy, you know, neighbors banging on the walls, fucking, like looking at each other funny afterwards. Like, what the hell was that? Like type of, you know, yeah. So like in the moment, it can also change as far as like what they're looking for and, you know, reading the room and seeing like, yeah, where you're both at, is important as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a good segue into kind of another topic I wanted to talk about with you, which was, you know, finding kind of your voice, you know, cause everyone is so different. I think you know, you could have more of a commanding voice. You could have more of a sweet and soft and sultry voice. But just like trying things out and seeing what feels right. And like you said, maybe you're in a different mode, or maybe you're in a different feelings during different times that you're intimate with this person. But I think like kind of finding your voice and what your style is can really help you feel more confident too.
Absolutely. And there's a flip side to that, which is also like, you know, what comes naturally to you might not necessarily, or I guess most comfortable to you might not necessarily be the biggest turn on to your partner.
True.
So the first step is definitely finding your voice. And then if this applies to you, also finding that middle ground between like what you're most comfortable with what your partner is looking for as far as this is concerned, and like bridging that gap of, you know, you like, if you like to be more passive and they want you to be more assertive, like where's the healthy middle ground there?
And I think, well, that's also a fun way to like push your boundaries too, mm-hmm. is if your partner's being a little bit more aggressive or more commanding, and then maybe you can like, you know, be a little vulnerable and try to meet them there. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, maybe they'll get a little bit softer if your dirty talking is a little bit more sweet. And so I think like, it's a good way to just like play around. And again, like giggle your way through it. If it's awkward or if you say something that doesn't make sense, I think it's like natural to feel a little silly and to just kind of like roll with it, you know?
Yeah. And like a good example of that is like, you know, if you want to be more aggressive, but your partner wants you to be more sweet, you can say aggressive things in a very sweet voice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if it's like just during foreplay, for example, whatever, and you're like kissing their neck or whatever, you can like slide a hand up if they're into choking, or at least like light choking or whatever, just place your hand in the neck. Also, some of that isn't about like actual like applying pressure, but the idea of control, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about dom sub dynamics, and just be like, yeah, you're going to be a good little slut for daddy. You know what I mean? Just like, yeah, you want me to fuck your little pussy? Mm-hmm. Like you can say things that, you know, if that were in the moment or whatever, like, yeah, you like how daddy fucks your little pussy, you know, like it could be, you can say the same thing aggressively or sweetly,
yeah,
and it still has like the same amount of impact. It's just a matter of like, one, reading the moment, and two, like, again, bridging the gap with your partner and whatever else. You can say super dirty things sweetly. You can say sweet things in a super dirty way, mm-hmm. Or at a specific time that's super dirty. Fuck it, it's on film. I was shooting with somebody for a pro scene, and it was both a BDSM scene and like step family, whatever. So like basically she was trying out bondage gear for her boyfriend and accidentally like handcuffed her feet to her ankles and her ass is up in the air. And so she calls me into the room to like let her out of the handcuffs. And then we end up fucking. And this is like the last position. I was like fucking her sideways. So she's like on her back and we're almost in a like half spoon, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like choking her and fucking her sideways. And, you know, it went from like, yeah, fuck me harder, daddy. Like, oh yeah, that feels so fucking good. And then out of nowhere, she just goes, I love you, daddy. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And it was like, the funny thing is like, after we were done shooting, she's like, she apologized to me. She was like, sorry, that was weird. I don't know where that came from. And I was like, that's literally the hottest thing anyone has said to me in a porn shoot. Oh, nice. Like it was because it was so real. Yeah. And I know this person doesn't love me. Like we get along really well. And like, I'm attracted to them, you know? But like, I know she's not in love with me. That was the day we met. You know what I mean? I know she's not in love with me. And she had a girlfriend at the time. So like, I know she's not in love with me, but,
that made your brain. Yeah. Fireworks.
It was literally just, it was hot in the moment, yeah. You know, and she's both playing into the role play, 'cause that was the dynamic, mm-hmm. While also like playing into the scene. And also the fact that like, she's in bondage gear and I'm fucking her really rough and choking her, that juxtaposition of, again, like sweet and rough or sweet and super dirty or sweet and super kinky. Like it just worked. And like, I think it was totally just like spur of the moment. She surprised herself by saying it. She definitely surprised me by saying it, but I was like, you literally have nothing to apologize for. That was like so hot. Cause it was just like so weird and spontaneous and genuine, you know, even if it's not true, but that's also part of the fun about dirty talk. You know what I mean? It's like, it's role play, it's fantasy, you know?
Yeah. And there are some more like role play ways that we could like touch on a little bit too, where, you know, if you're interested in exploring an actual role play scene, or you want to like put on a little cute little outfit, you know, like that's an easy way to also have fun and giggle your way through trying some, you know, some dirty talk too.
That's a really good point for two different reasons. Like one, getting into character, getting outside of yourself can be an easier way to express some of these things. Cause it's not you doing it. It's this character who would act like this and would say and do these things. It's also just a way for you to explore like different kinks through role play. Like as far as those dynamics, if you're a naughty nurse or a, you know, sexy librarian or whatever, right? Same thing with guys, depending on whatever, you know, role play you're doing. You're a cowboy because your girlfriend has that fantasy and like now you get to talk in a weird accent and you get, you know, and it's like that's not you saying these things, and that can help you get out of your comfort zone very easily, not to mention like explore other kinks and also say things that you wouldn't necessarily, again, with like the cowboy thing, like, yeah, you ready to jump on this and go for a ride, cowgirl? You know what I mean? And it's like, oh yeah, I like being called like cowgirl or whatever. Or like, oh yeah, I like when you say ride, there's something about that that, yeah, that's a great point. Like role play can definitely help you get out of your comfort zone and come up with, you know, different things that you wouldn't normally say that can apply to any scenario or just that are specific to that. But again, it helps you get outside of yourself.
Yeah, just try some things out and see how it feels.
Yeah.
Just tap into that new energy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
an easy way to do it. Do you have a favorite thing that women can say to you in the bedroom? Or is
I like being called daddy, which like, you know, I actually dispel a myth about that. So like some people have a problem saying it or hearing it, and that's totally okay if that's the case. And, you know, like anything sexual, you don't have to be into anything. You also, if it is a trigger, you don't have to get over anything that you don't want to, right? But a lot of the uncomfortability about using that word stems from people thinking that it literally is some sort of like incest kink. And it's not. Daddy is an authority figure, right? It's about being commanding and in control. It's not like some girl actually wants to fuck her father, right? That's not a thing.
Yeah. You have to separate yourself from that. But I thought that too, like it coming out of my mouth initially was like, I don't know. It doesn't feel right because I had that in my mind. I was like, no, but I never even called. Cause
you're
my
worried
dad,
about
daddy.
Where it comes from within you. You're worried about why they're into it.
Yeah.
But in the end, that's literally, it's the same as like, sir. Right. But like, a lot of people think that that means the girl has like daddy issues, but like we all have daddy issues. And it, even if you have like a good relationship with your father, like, you know, I say this to guys all the time who say the words daddy issues as a negative about certain women. Right. And I'm like, well, do you seek praise from like older men and authority figures? Like, what's your relationship like with your boss? Cause let me tell you how much you're actually mirroring what your relationship is like with your father, and you're seeking external validation from a male authority figure. Like, so yeah, like we all have daddy issues, negative and positive. And that's not what that's about.
Yeah. It's, well said.
Yeah. It's an authority figure and a commanding presence. Also, you know, if you think about like what that word means to you outside of like familial relation, it's someone who makes you feel safe and cared for and looked after. And also someone who might give you a spanking. So like there's a variety of things that relate to sex that aren't sexual in that, like, you know, father child relationship that can be a turn on, and why that word appeals to people specifically in a sexual context that has nothing to do with incest or daddy issues or anything like that.
Do you have any advice of how to like tell your partner like, hey, I like being called this? I mean, you'd really just go out and say it, but do you have any tips that could help people, you know, what they prefer?
Yeah. I mean, literally just communicate about it. Like again, leading up to it, foreplay, you know, one, like you can just talk about it outside of the bedroom, talk about it during foreplay. So that way you're not like triggering them in the moment. If there are triggers there, you know, that came up a few weeks ago where someone asked me like, what do you like to be called? And I said, daddy. And she was like, I don't do that. I was like, okay, what are you comfortable with? She said, how about sir? And I was like, love that. Let's do that. You know? So yeah, like we were saying before, just communication. But this also is like a bigger topic, I guess, as far as like all of this is concerned. And like my favorite thing to talk about in Dirty Talk is asking for consent.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could also like wrap into both narrating and asking for questions, but it's like a really good way, because a lot of people think that asking for consent in specific ways kills the mood, and you can actually heighten the mood by either asking and then waiting for a response, or telling them you want to do something and then waiting for the response, right? So it's like, you know, we could be making out and I can just like look you deep in the eyes and be like, I want to fuck you so bad right now. And then I wait to see if she says like, oh my God, yeah, fuck me. Like,
right.
Get a condom, get whatever. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like working consent into Dirty Talk, like not only allows you to obtain consent, but in a way that not only doesn't kill the mood, but actually heightens the mood. Mm-hmm. And you can do that for everything that you do, right? Like, again, like that was a big escalation from just kissing to sex, but it's like, yeah, can I take off your top? Or like, I want to take off your bra. Or like, do you want me like to lick your tits? Do you want me to like, you know, nibble your nipples or whatever it is, right? Like, getting specific is also super important, both for consent and also, again, if you're like trying to think of things to say, the more detailed, the better, right? Yeah. Or yeah, like, oh, I bet you're so wet right now. Do you want me to eat your pussy? Mm-hmm. And again, you can both ask it as a question or say it as a statement. And then as long as you're waiting for a response, like, again, like, I want to eat your pussy. Like, yeah, daddy, eat my pussy. Like, what, you know what I mean? That's a really big one for me. And it is both, again, a really good way to both obtain consent and doing so while heightening the mood. And then also, again, if you struggle for things to say and you're trying to think of what to do with Dirty Talk, you're just, you know, talking about what's going on or what you want to do, mm-hmm. or asking them what they would like you to do with them, or how they like it too, you know, because that's a thing too. Like, oh yeah, do you like, you know, more of like a light flicking motion when I mm-hmm. lick your clit, or do you want more of like a rubbing pressure motion? Like, oh, like I like it light. I have a very sensitive clit. Like, okay, mm-hmm. baby, you know what I mean? Like, if you're worried about things to say, that's a really easy way to like always have something to say, because you're always checking in on what's the next thing to do sexually, right? Whether it goes from like going from kissing to moving down their body and doing all, you know, you're eating them out. Oh yeah, you want me to put a finger in you? Like, yeah, finger me. Or like, oh no, like, you know, I just like my clit lick. Like, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And then even during sex, like we, you know, talking about switching this position, or like, again, like, how do you like it, right? Do you like it like that? Consent and escalating the scene is such an easy way to incorporate Dirty Talk.
It is easy and it's great. And I feel like people don't do it enough, you know, mm-hmm. consent. And that's just, yeah, it's true. It's like an easy way to escalate, an easy way to even get what you want, you know, without mm-hmm. overstepping. And so, yeah, I love all of that. Thank you. It's great advice.
Funny. So I just thought of this when you were talking about like, it doesn't happen enough. And I was like, I was just thinking like, oh yeah, I'm very vocal. This comes up in pro shoots all the time where like, when it comes time for the cum shot, they're like even the directors that I've worked with a bunch, which again, they're working with different talent all the fucking time. So like, they don't necessarily remember like how I do it, but I'm like, oh, don't worry. Like I will announce everything as I go.
Oh, you
like,
do?
Yeah. Cause they're like, they're like, I have to know
when it's coming.
Yeah, if it's like, because if we're like setting up and either like she's stroking me onto her tits or I'm jerking off into her mouth or whatever, then it's like, okay, we're just standing there waiting for like a couple minutes of you doing this until you finish, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's like, they call it a fucked pop, but if like I'm fucking her and then I pull out,
zoom in and do all the things.
Yeah, they need to make sure that they're gonna not miss it. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, so they're like, oh yeah, make sure to like. I'm like, don't worry, like you're a lot, like, because what I do is like narrate the whole thing. Like, oh my god, yes. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, yeah, I'm gonna come all over your tits. And like, you know, yeah. And it's like, I will. You know, there's no chance you're missing this. I will tell you exactly how close I am and where I'm going. And it's like, and again, same thing, like very easy way to incorporate dirty talk. Just narrate what you're doing, you know, just tell, obviously, like I'm doing that for the cameraman, but for your partner.
No, and I think it's good for your partner. I think that's, again, it's like validation too. Mm-hmm. And it's also, so you guys are on the same, like, I don't know, just you're in the same energy cycle. Like, mm-hmm. I think I do that a lot too. When my partner's going down on me, like I say, like, I'm really close, maybe not so much anymore. I feel like I did that a lot in the beginning. Just so he knows where I'm at. And then, you know, he can keep going if he wants, or we can move to a different position. Mm-hmm. But I do like to say that, yeah, like I'm coming, or I'm super close, baby, or whatever, you know, yeah. And then ask usually, but.
Hot. Yeah. But also, like, again, with the consent thing too, that's a very easy way to like figure out where to come, which, like, you know, if you're in a relationship, you've probably talked about what you like or whatever, yeah. But obviously things can change, you know, mm-hmm. depending on what's going on with you or whatever. Right. So like, yeah, it's not just a matter of like, I'm going to come, but like, oh yeah, where do you want me to come? Mm-hmm. You know, or like, and that's a good idea too. Not just like what, right as you're about to come, like, you know, when you feel like you're getting close or whatever, the girl's, you know, encouraging you to get there because, you know, things have gone on for a few minutes and you're, you know, yeah, that's a good way to get there. Like, all right, where do you want me to come? Like, oh, I want you to come on my tits. Like, and then you can talk about that. And honestly, like for me, especially, like, hearing a girl dirty talk to me gets me over the edge, like a lot. If I'm like close, but I'm having trouble getting there, I'm like, literally just talk dirty to me. Just, I don't care what you say. Just like beg me for my cum or tell me how fucking like good this feels or like any number of things. But like, that actually came up in a porn shoot. My third scene with Brazzers. I was with Valentina Nappi, who's a beautiful Italian porn star. I don't know where I thought of this, but like, it's because at the beginning of the scene, she like said something to me in Italian and I was like, oh, I don't speak it. She's like, oh no, you have Italian friends, but you don't speak Italian. It was like, yeah, unfortunately not, but it sounds super hot coming out of you. And then, so like when it came time for the cum shot, she's like stroking me and, I was just like, talk dirty to me in Italian. And I have no idea what she's saying, but holy shit, yeah. It sounded so hot. Sexy. And like, it definitely got me there. And then just a few weeks ago, I shot an OnlyFans scene with a French Canadian girl. And same thing. I was like, now that I have that idea in my head, I'm like, all right, you speak another language? Like, that's what I want. Yeah. And I'm just like, say whatever you want, but like, talk dirty to me in French. And like, yeah, it got me there. Yeah.
Full of good ideas. I love that. Cause if you're in a relationship, my sweets, with someone with a different language, that's a good, easy one.
Yeah.
So there's no pressure if you don't know everything.
Fair.
I have some friends that are trying to learn the languages of their partners and stuff, but it's like, just have them talk dirty to you. Maybe you'll learn it quicker.
You know, what's funny. This actually came up with some friends of ours who I'm not going to name, but he's natively bilingual. But she does not really speak Spanish. And so he'll start dirty talking her in Spanish. And at first she likes it. And then apparently she gets frustrated and she's like, I want to know what you're saying.
Yeah. Not like, as good if you want to know.
She gets frustrated. I'm like, it doesn't sound hot to you. She's like, No, because then I'm like, I want to know, I want to hear the words. They're like, I want to know what he's saying. And I'm just like, well, learn Spanish. You know what I mean? But yeah, she's like, at first she finds it hot and then she finds it frustrating, which whatever. But nice to have options.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would love to know maybe your favorite. Do you have a favorite? Well, that was a favorite Dirty Talk moment. I feel like you just pushed
it. That was. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my favorite. I have like a, it was more of like this loud moan. I remember having sex with this guy and he like screamed as he came, like so long and so aggressively that I was just like,
oh, like my women's God. Tennis style. It's like ah.
It was longer and like a yell. Like I couldn't believe it. I was like, and not to make you guys insecure about your moans and your talking, but it was just, I was trying to think of a story today of like a good Dirty Talk story. And for some reason that came in my mind.
Yeah. I actually do that. And it's like in group settings, people have like not found it off-putting, but I remember I like scream came at the end of a sex party once. And I also, I grunt, I like growl like a fucking bear. It's like, it's not something I have control over really. It's like, if I'm super fucking into it.
Yeah. The primal, I like it.
Yeah. So it was like a primal scream followed by like a ton of growling, like through the orgasm. And like one of our guy friends just looked at me. So I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. You just get let out of a zoo. Like what? He was like, you're a fucking animal, man. And I was just like, yeah. I mean, technically, yes, I am. But yeah. Yeah,
we should welcome all of our sounds. And I shouldn't have hated on that guy's loud scream as much as I did at the time.
Yeah, but if you're like worried about the neighbors or whatever, that's its own thing. So,
yeah, no, I think everyone has their own. It's like a way to just express yourself too, you know, like mm-hmm. in the moment. And so I think, like we mentioned in the beginning, it's just going to make you learn more about yourself. And it's also going to learn, you're going to learn about your partner. And it's just going to be a more, it's like, it makes you feel more vulnerable and more spicy and more fun. And it's just like a way to explore. So I just think we should all be doing it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I love to ask when we're wrapping up that last time we had that sweet release, if you're comfortable sharing.
Sure. Last night, nice. I made a video for my fans.
Love it. Yeah. And you are Ken Feels XO on everything?
Ken Feels XO on Instagram.
Okay.
And my sex positivity platform is allthefeels_us. I'm about to start putting a lot more content on there. So check both out. Good for you. Yeah. And they both have links to my other spicier content.
Spicy stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's finish with like, if I'm just going to give you a Dirty Talk phrase and I want you to make it better because I feel like you're just good at making things better. Like I feel like if I just say like you feel so good, what's a way to like make that spicier or like more, I don't know, just better?
Just add adjectives. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, you feel so fucking good. Like also again, like what we were saying before, the way that you say it, because it could be like, oh, you feel so good. Like, oh my God, you feel so good. Like the emphasis or, you know, the tone matters. So either like adding in some spicier words or, you know, you can talk again, like we talked about, you know, narrating what's going on and talking about specific body parts. Like, oh yeah, your cock feels so fucking good. Or like, oh yeah, your wet little pussy feels so fucking good. Like you know, you can incorporate either like other compliments or other kinks or other body parts or whatever into it to ramp it up a little bit more than just, oh yeah, that feels good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I love that. I think like wet little baby, you know, baby girl, like just adding in those little elements can just make it feel so much better and make that arousal just go and soar to the moon, which is what we want. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks Ken Feels for being here with me. And I appreciate all your wisdom.
Oh, wisdom? Oh, wow. All right. Thanks. Thanks. I'll take
all your
that.
Dirty talk advice. Yeah. Like, all your dirty talk. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, to my sweets, don't forget to be sweet and be here. And as always, be you and welcome the sweet releases and welcome those spicy dirty talk moments and try something out tonight in the bedroom.
Yeah, do it, dirty girl.
All right. Bye. Talk soon. Mwah.